Harvard University is ending its early admissions program and moving to one deadline. Critics said the school's early admissions discriminated against high school students from poorer families and also ratcheted up the pressure on students. NPR education editor Steve Drummond has been following this story. Steve, good morning.
Morning, Steve.
So we know what they're not going to do. No more early admissions. What are they going to do?
Beginning with the students applying for the fall of 2008, in fall of 2007 of their senior year of high school, one admissions deadline, January 1st. Students will apply by January 1. They'll find out in April whether they've gotten in or not.
How does that affect the huge competition for slots at a university like Harvard?
Yeah, right now Harvard admits about 30% of its students on early admissions program. It enables the top colleges to lock in students early. It also helps their rating in these popular college rankings guides.
And let's talk about why colleges do that early admissions. Is it for the benefit of the college? Is it for the benefit of the students? What's
well, you could argue it's a little bit of both, that it increases their yield rate, the percentage of students who are accepted to a school that actually go there. And for the students, it also enables them to know very early on whether they've gotten in or not, whether they've gotten their first choice or not, or whether they need to go back and try another school.
So why not do it?
Well, there's a lot of concern that only the most affluent families sort of know about the process. They go to the better high schools where there are better counselors to guide you through the process. And lots of poor students can't afford to make early decision agreements because they need to wait much later in the year to find out how much financial aid they're going to get. They need to weigh competing offers between schools, and you can't do that with early admissions, or at least with most early admissions. Harvard's wasn't a binding agreement.
Hmm. Now, I want to ask about this. You mentioned the phrase yield rate, which is a statistic that people use to rank colleges, you said, and you'll go in a magazine, you'll find that ranking. If Harvard does away with early admissions, ends up with a lower yield rate statistic, does that mean that Harvard is going to end up not being one of the top-rated schools in America all
of a sudden? I think that's doubtful, Steve, and I think that's one of the reasons Harvard can probably afford to do this and hope that other colleges will follow suit. The interim president, Derek Bok, says that it's one of the things they're hoping is that other colleges will follow suit.
Other colleges that feel more vulnerable on this point, you mean?
Could be. I mean, Harvard's a leader, naturally, and I think it's quite likely that by taking the first step, other universities will match it.
How significant is this step?
Well, for the elite sort of competitive four-year colleges, this is a big deal for students racing to get into those. But I think it's worth remembering that there are 15 million college kids out there. A lot of them go to state colleges or community colleges where virtually everybody gets in. And for those students, I don't think this will have much of an effect at all.
You said interim president. This is the guy who replaced Larry Summers, the very controversial Harvard president.
Yes, and the search committee, I guess, is still looking for a new president. But for now, Derek Bok is a former Harvard president, back now on an interim level. He's written a book, several books, and very concerned about this issue of equity and about who gets in and who doesn't.
And so he's now making a move.
Right.
NPR education editor Steve Drummond, thanks very much.
You're welcome, Steve.